jerkazoids. The time is now 11 p.m. on Monday, March 25th, 2024. And centuries from now, philosophers, theologians, and parapsychologists alike will count the events of the next 60 minutes among the most momentous occurrences in all of recorded history. That's right, lobotomites. The old gods of the material world lie dying in the gutter while a new pantheon struggles to birth themselves from the infinite cosmic void. But more importantly, my name is Baron Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and tonight I am coming at you live from atop the dread obsidian pyramid that stands at the nexus of all possible realities. Of course, by that I mean I am standing behind the twin turntables of terror at CJSW Studios, located on Treaty 7 land in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, where the magic of modern broadcast technology carries my voice out through the ionosphere and straight into your puny human eardrums with 18,000 watts of stereophonic power at 90.9 on the FM dial. The name of the show is Radio Free Transylvania, and you need not shed any tears for the hordes of poor, forsaken wastoids doomed to dwell in the grim outer darkness beyond the comforting glow of our mighty broadcast tower, because thanks to the miracle of syndication, they are able to receive their weekly sonic sacrament on either CILU in Thunder Bay or Radio Laurier in Waterloo. But all of that remains of little consequence on an evening such as this, because at about 4:40 p.m. on the afternoon of March 25th, 1911, a fire broke out in the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, located on the upper floors of the Ash Building in Greenwich Village, New York City. If you find yourself wondering exactly what a shirtwaist is, it was a type of fancy blouse that was popular around the turn of the 20th century. But that's beside the point! We absolutely, positively do not have time to discuss the finer points of women's fashion in the late Edwardian period, because we have far more important issues to cover. Like I was saying before I so rudely derailed my own train of thought, hundreds of young immigrant women and girls who made up the majority of the Triangle Shirtwaist Company's labor force found themselves trapped inside the burning building, mostly on account of the fact that the exits had all been chained shut in order to stop them from taking unauthorized breaks, and also, presumably, to prevent union organizers from sneaking in and filling their heads with crazy ideas about things like fair pay and safe working conditions. Hey, Grant! A total of 146 workers lost their lives on that fateful day, and in response to the ensuing public outrage, legislators passed all kinds of regulations that required employers to ensure that workplaces were outfitted with safety features like sprinkler systems and functional fire exits. So, what started off as a horrific tragedy turned out to be a watershed moment for the early 20th century labor movement. So, I'm gonna get tonight's festivities underway with a tribute to the deadly inferno at the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory 113 years ago today. Here comes the brood with On Fire! Mark von Frankenstein the 13th, and I spend most of my free time pondering the immense frozen desolation of Antarctica, where the lost city of the ancient ones lies entombed beneath an impenetrable sheet of polar ice. But every single Monday night, I manage to find time in my otherwise jam-packed schedule to stand behind ye old twin turntables of terror for 60 whole minutes, spinning trash from the past, garbage from the gutter, and hits from the pit for discerning jerkazoids just like you. Of the show is Radio Free Transylvania, and we open tonight's episode up with the Brood doing On Fire. After that, we have the Crash 80s with Waiting for the Heat, Messing Around from the Mandates, Huevos Rancheros with the Wedge, and we just heard a rather uncreatively named group called the Rock and Roll Trio with a song called Train Kept a Rollin'. And that group was led by a guy named Johnny Burnett on guitar and vocals. He was born on this date way back in 1934, but sadly shuffled off his mortal coil at the tender age of 30 in a quote-unquote boating accident, which we all know is just a euphemism for shark attack. But wait, there's more, because today also marks the 110th anniversary of the birth of agronomist and Nobel Prize laureate Norman Borlaug. It was his trailblazing research that led to the development of high-yield, drought-resistant wheat varieties back in the 1960s and 70s, which increased global agricultural production exponentially. It is estimated that his work saved somewhere around 1 billion puny human beings from starvation over the last half a century. So, if you've got a full tummy right now, you probably owe some measure of gratitude to the late, great Norman Borlaug. I'm gonna get this next set rolling with one in his honor. Ooh, here come the Nervous Eaters with Get Stuffed!
Baby, keep on indicator. All three. Bird of me. Just underneath my bed, I see rock survey sheets on vacant lots. And truth to do when I connect the dots, I'm a locator neighbor, big wrong indicator. What I get is what I see. First comes the till.
Of Frankenstein once again brings terror and nightmare to the screen in Lady Frankenstein. Joseph Cotten is Baron Frankenstein.
The bullet's face.
Devil with his face. I don't care what he looks like. I want him to live.
Sarah Bay is Lady Frankenstein.
That is what they call your father's life's work, a monster. And they're right.
They are not right.
She's beautiful. She's evil. And she'll do anything for love.
Would you like to have my body bend to you? Would you like to make love to me?
She creates a new, more terrifying monster. And only the monster she creates can satisfy her strange desires. Using her beauty and her scalpel, she cuts deeply into men's hearts.
Yes, you're right. Kill it.
There has never been a movie like Lady Frankenstein. Rated R.
keep yourself alive from the Jackets. Before that, we had Katie Rockus doing Running with the Wolves, The Locator, in the number two spot from the UJ3RK5. And we opened that set up with the Nervous Eaters doing Get Stuffed. And with that, we have arrived at the part of the show affectionately referred to as the middle. Unfortunately, that means it would be just as difficult to go back the way we came as to grit our teeth and see this harrowing ordeal through to a bitter end. So you light the bottomites have got about 3 seconds to gird thy loins, steel thy nerves, and prepare for battle. Because here come the transmitters with Look What You're Doing to Me.
Toujours elle s'enfuit. Tu m'avais dit even miles away. Is it just to wear skirt masks and stay inside?
Bats burn like casual jeans as it descends on the mountain top. Smoke flows in the shape of trees and the wines they hit the ground. The wind cuts just like a knife and there's just no way to know what will happen next.
Smoke and there's darkened skies, and there's wind, and there's pain, and there's everyone to blame.
Most hated and feared late night MC in all of Christendom, the one and only Baron Mark von Frankenstein XIII, and you are listening to Radio Free Transylvania, broadcasting live on CGSW in Calgary and pre-recorded on CILU in Thunder Bay. We open that set up with "Look What You're Doing to Me" from the Transmitters. After that, we had Les Chevelles with "Ton Ombre Mes Suit." The Midnight Snacks right there in the middle of "Out of Control," and we just heard "Human Pig" from the Plastikheads. And that kind of human swine hybrid creature may sound like the kind of stuff out of science fiction, but some startling new research published in the most recent issue of the scholarly journal Nature reveals that hybrid pigmen already walk the earth, and they may be coming to a hospital near you in the not-so-distant future. Ooh, that's right, lobotomites! Surgeons have been transplanting specially treated heart pig valves into human patients since way back in the 1960s, but your wretched immune systems have always stood in the way of any attempt to do the same thing with more complex organs. Ooh, but thankfully, that immense biological hurdle may soon become a thing of the past, because according to the aforementioned research paper, 9 short days ago, surgeons at Massachusetts General Hospital successfully implanted a kidney harvested from a genetically modified pig into a 62-year-old human patient by the name of Richard Slayman. Ooh, Mr. Slayman's new kidney appears to be functioning as expected, and since his body is yet to display any signs that it might reject the organ, the odds are pretty good that the patients on the transplant waitlist all over the world will soon have the opportunity to get their own abdomens stuffed with choice cuts of genetically engineered pork in the not-too-distant future. Ooh, and I'm gonna get the last set of tonight's show rolling with one from a guy who's already way ahead of the game. Here comes screaming Lord Such with "I'm a Hog for You, Baby."
I'm a hog for you, baby. get enough of your love.
Beyond the door, there is a terrible presence of evil. Soon it will possess everyone, but the first to be taken is the child. Beyond the door, too, where evil is enlinked with innocence as horror beyond the imagination becomes reality. Step through, if you dare, into the all-new Beyond the Door 2. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
I did it for her, didn't know if I was ready for her. Just you wait till I get home. I know it'll be better than before. When I walk right through that door, I know I won't be afraid to love you anymore. 'Cause it's that same old feeling I told you . Yes, it's summer here in town. I know I've been selfish and unkind. When I walk right through that door, I won't be afraid to tell you just what's on my mind. 'Cause it's that same old feeling I told you before. Just you wait till I get home. I know it'll be better than before. When I walk right through that door, I know I won't be afraid to love you anymore. 'Cause it's that same old feeling I told you before. Just you wait till I get home.
spilled with blood from there! My mind and lose my flair.
Doing Punk Police. On top of that, we had More Fun from Radio Birdman, The Paybacks with Just You Wait, Lost Patrol in the number 2 spot doing Dead or Alive, and we open that setup with Screaming Lord Such doing I'm a Hog for You Baby. And that brings another episode of Radio Free Transylvania to an end, but you late night lobotomites can rest easy knowing that I will break free from the Reaper's cold embrace once again in 7 short days. So make sure to tune in to CGSW 90.9 FM next Monday night at 11, and until then, do none of you revolting sacks of crap dare forget that I am a Frankenstein and you are not.